This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Charlene Patton, Consumer Media Specialist with the Kansas Soybean Commission, joins us. Charlene, the month of April is celebrated as National Soy Foods Month.
Excited to bring a new soy foods guide to consumers across the state. It has 32 pages of four-color information and recipes and all the latest health information to encourage consumers to add soy as part of a healthy diet. One of the pages here includes 8 reasons why soy is spectacular for your health. So if anyone's wanting to know those reasons why to include soy, it includes a wonderful guide to help consumers make those choices. We're trying to make it easy for consumers to include soy in their diet. They can go to kansassoybeans.org. We have an archive of many, many recipes, and they're all tailor-made to whether you're looking for a baking recipe or looking for a salad or soup recipe, to really make it easy for consumers. And of course, with the soybean industry right now, we have lots of choices in the grocery store. No longer is it just soy milk, but we have the soy nut butter, we have edamame, we have black beans and yellow soybeans that make it easy for consumers to add them into recipes that they're already making.
You talked about baking. Doing substituting on some of the normal things you may use has become very much something that people can do.
And with the soy flour, we encourage consumers to combine that for the most part with our Good Kansas Wheat Flour, because soy flour does not include gluten, and we need gluten for most of our baking. We do have recipes on our website, and we also have an opportunity for consumers to blend it in their flour canister using a 7-to-1 ratio. And that way they use 7 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 cup of soy flour, sift that together, and you can use that for any baking that you're doing and add that soy protein to your diet.
There are myths out there about how people look at soybeans or taking soybeans in some form or fashion. I know myth and fact are two different things.
And the Soy Foods Guide will really actually help with that. They can call our 800 number to get a copy of that, but it lists some of the target reasons to include soy in your diet and then gives some of the factual information behind that to help consumers make those choices.
That is Charlene Patton, Consumer Media Specialist with the Kansas Soybean Commission. She joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.